All right. It's been a while. Welcome to Shut Up and Listen. Couldn't even begin to tell you what episode because I have no clue. I am Jeff.
Episode N.
N, yes. Yes.
Or N-Ye.
Is that a rapper?
No, it's an 80s ambient music singer. She's saying, come sail away. Yeah, that's it. Come sail away. That's it. N-Ye.
Exactly. Speaking of come sail away, I was telling you before we got on that I was just at a free concert and they were advertising Styx.
Awesome.
I was like, I honest to God didn't know they were still alive.
Are they playing free concerts now?
No, I don't think so.
Please come watch us.
They're playing fairs.
You know, they were talking on the radio one day that actually the bands that come through and play through the fairs actually make quite a bit of money doing that.
Yeah, that's why they all do. I mean, look at some of the people we get. I mean, I'm not saying they're the biggest names ever, but I mean, they're pretty decent.
Yeah, why not? Exposure. And people will come watch a free concert, so then they might come watch a paid concert. So
yeah, I mean, we even saw, who we see?
We went and watched, I don't remember if you were there. We went and watched Shinedown at the fair.
Well, I was there, but you were hanging out with your sister, and I was with Cornell, but we weren't together.
Gotcha.
We didn't see you guys, but we were both there.
We were there, yeah. I couldn't remember. So, I know we went and saw them at the Canes.
Yeah.
But I'm over them, but.
Yeah, me too. Like, it was like one day I was just like, and done.
Yep, pretty much.
Which is weird, because it was weird in like a span of a year. I saw him like 3 times.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay.
I think after that next album, I was just like, meh.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah.
Oh, well. I've been to a lot of shows. I've been to the Canes so much this year. I love it. So.
Yeah. I've been doing a lot of stuff, but I used to record everything, but then it like just take up too much space on my phone.
Oh, you mean the concerts?
Yeah.
Yeah. Take one picture and post it, and then that's it. I don't take a lot of pictures. That's why they're normally terrible, because it's like, here's my one.
Yeah.
Oh, that looks pretty bad. It's going on Instagram.
I just want to see the show. Like, I get why people, like artists, are upset about all the phone, whatever. Okay, whatever. Me personally, we've been to some good shows together. We went, to Pearl Jam? That mm-hmm. was awesome.
Yep, and the girl next to me at Pearl Jam sat there and watched the entire concert through not even a phone camera, but just an actual camera. I remember she just held it the entire time.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's like you missed out on the whole show.
Yeah, to each their own, I guess.
I did go see Coheed and Cambria, and he was like, we just got a new album. It's over there. Go buy it. And he's like, or just steal it. We don't care.
Yeah.
Just listen to our music. And it's like, there you go.
Yeah, I remember when I saw that they were coming to Canes, you were the first person I thought of. I was like, I need to tell Brandon if he hadn't seen
them. Nah, I bought tickets the day they came out. So it was a good show. It was fun.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I mean, I honestly couldn't even begin to tell you all the shows I've been to since our last episode. I mean, like, for one, I went to Fleetwood Mac alone.
Nice.
And it was honestly definitely in my top 10 of all time. And let me just say, Stevie Nicks, I know she's like 40 years older than me. I'm still in love with her.
Yeah, there you go.
She's amazing.
Yeah, I kind of want to go to that, but I've tried to stay away from like the big shows. I've gone to the Canes. That's the only venue I've been to a show in the past year and a half.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I can't even think the last time I was at the BOK Center for a concert. I think it was Guns N' Roses.
Yeah.
I literally think that was the last show I saw in the Brady. Goodness, I don't even remember the last time I was there for a show.
You know, that was almost a year, or that was just over a year ago, that Guns N' Roses. Because, man, it was like the best week ever for me, because mm-hmm. it was Guns N' Roses like Tuesday night, and then Wednesday night it was Foo Fighters.
Yeah, so it, almost any concert that the Edge has put on that's at the Canes, I've gone to a few others. Gary Clark Jr., which,
man, I wanted to go to that. I mean, he's a great guitarist.
Yeah, it was just a great show. I'm surprised he didn't play 2 nights like he did last year. So that was a highlight. But then Coheed and Cambria. And I went to like Iron and Wine. I mean, which was, they're good, but it was a struggle standing there for an hour and a half listening to them play, because it's just like there's no energy to this. I'd rather sit down and listen to this in a coffee shop, not stand here and listen to it.
Right.
He was like, what do you guys want me to play? And someone was like, Master of Puppets. He was like, if you guys start a mosh pit, I will play Master of Puppets. He's like, but I know who listens to my music, and none of you are going to start a mosh pit.
Yeah.
And so he kept reminding everyone every so often, still waiting on the mosh pit to start. Just like, they're good, and he's talented, but
just not what you were
Not a live. It's sitting at home listening to their music or sitting in a coffee shop, not at the Canes Ballroom.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I'm trying to think. I've been to Be OK a few times. Well, quite a few times since Guns N' Roses. But, man, I've been to the Brady a lot lately.
Yeah, Brady's pretty good.
I like the Brady. Smashing Pumpkins, I was on the floor with all the weirdos.
Nice, yeah.
But it was still a good show. I just didn't let them bother me. But I'll tell you, I went to Jason Bonham's Led Zeppelin Experience.
Mm-hmm.
And as dumb as it sounds, as I know it's just a cover band, top five concerts I've ever been to.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
I mean, just think, the lead singer looked like Chris Daughtry,
okay,
but sang like Robert Plant.
There you go.
The guitarist was an Asian version. I'm not kidding. He looked just like Jimmy Page. Like, he mimicked his mannerisms, everything.
Jimmy Page has a little Asian in him.
Yeah.
Went to the Cancer Sucks concert at Canes Ballroom. It was Texas Hippie Coalition.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And the radio station had a contest for the two opening bands, submit a demo, blah, blah, blah. So the second opening band, one that went right on right before THC, local, they were fantastic. And I was just like, I can go home now. Yeah. I don't even want to stay, or I don't care to stay. I did, because I was with a bunch of my Harley people, and we were partying pretty hard, because that's what we do.
Yeah.
The owner's son, the general manager, and the assistant or co-general manager, they were there. And so, of course, we have to have a good time with them. But, I was just like, after Texas Hippie Coalition started playing, I was just like, we just all tuned out and went to the back and talked. It was just, but that band before, called Weston Horn and the Hush, they were just amazing. And it's just like, have I never heard of these guys from Tulsa, and have I never seen them,
musically like THC?
No, they're rock. Like, pretty straightforward rock. They have a full horn section.
Oh, nice.
And not like in a ska way or like a Chicago way. I mean, Chicago was great, but it was just this style of music,
Yeah.
These guys, I mean, they rocked hard, but the horn section still fit in with what they were playing.
Right.
But not in a ska way. It was just, I don't know.
Because I've never really been into ska.
It was, no, I'm not either. So at first I was just kind of like, oh boy, is this what I think it's going to be? But no, they were fantastic. So
I'm going to one coming up that I know you're going to be jealous about if you're not going to.
Okay.
Michael McDonald.
I went and saw him last year.
Did you?
With Kenny Loggins.
Oh, well, hell, yours is fucking way better than mine. I'm just seeing him.
Can't top that. It was Michael McDonald who opened for Kenny Loggins. And, of course, they sang together because they wrote together a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, hard to top that, so.
Yeah.
I did see that he was coming to the joint, and I was just like, couldn't be any better than last year. He's going to sing Christmas music.
here's the thing. Like, I'm so paranoid because so many people have died in the last, 5-10 years music that I regret that I could have seen but didn't.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I really wish I would have seen Tom Petty.
Tom Petty's the number one, where me and Joe were just like, we'll see him next time around. Joke's on us, so.
Yeah, so that's why I'm going to Michael McDonald. I know he's only like 66, but you never fucking know, man.
He puts on a good show, so. His piano player and guitar player are really good.
Yeah.
He's a piano player, obviously, but he has another one. Because he actually played a little guitar last time, too. So.
Really? Yeah, he's just got such a distinct voice.
Yeah, I haven't... I was going to go to a few shows, but I might be out of town, so I didn't want to, like, buy tickets and then not go. I think I might try to go to the Turnpike Troubadours New Year's Eve. An American Aquarium, that's, I think, the week before. I don't know. Someone's supposed to be getting me tickets, or have a ticket for me.
Yeah.
And then, I don't think the next show I'm going to is not till February, I think. So, a little time off.
I've got several coming. I've got Michael McDonald, I've got, Third Eye Blind.
Oh, yeah. I saw that they were coming. But.
And I remember liking them back in the 90s or whatever.
Oh, for sure.
And then I've got Metallica, which I'm really... Because that's on my bucket list. I know you've seen them. I never have.
Yeah.
And Metallica is one of those people... You don't know if one of them is going to die tomorrow.
It's true, yeah.
So hopefully they stick it out through January.
If any one of them die, I hope it's Lars.
Right, because he's a douche. Yeah. I don't care. Like, I get the whole Napster thing, but he's just a douche, period. Even if he didn't do that.
Yeah.
He's such a tool.
Yep.
So what else has been going on?
Speaking of tools.
Yeah.
I'm an uncle.
I saw that.
Yes, my brother has a child. A human child.
That's crazy,
man. It is crazy, yeah.
And it was, it's born recently, right?
Yeah, he's like 3 weeks old.
Yeah.
So three and a half weeks. Yeah. This Saturday will be 4 weeks. So yeah, there you go.
I always thought your brother was gay. No, I'm just kidding. not at all. No.
He's gay for chicks.
Aren't we all?
Just like I'm queer for boobs.
No, that's cool, man. Like I haven't seen your brother in a long time. I haven't seen anyone. In fact, this is the first time I've seen you in a long time.
He's a tech sergeant now, so his wife's in the Air Force now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's just in reserves. Yeah, so he's a big boy, too. Not my brother. I mean, my brother is a big boy, yeah, because he's like 6'5 or whatever. No, Gabriel's his name. He was 8 pounds, 10 ounces when he was born, and I don't know how babies work. Yeah. Apparently, they lose weight, and they want them to gain it back. They want them to get up to their birth weight, I guess, within a week. I don't know.
Yeah.
He did it in like 2 days.
He wasn't messing around.
When they were in town for Thanksgiving, he already weighed like 10 pounds. It's like, he's going to be a big kid.
Where are they at now? Are they in
Enid.
Oakland? Enid.
Yeah. So, and then, so I bought us matching, well, I bought myself a t-shirt, bought him the onesie. Wish they had a onesie my size, not like onesie pajamas, but just like the kind that has short sleeves with the snaps in the crotch.
Yeah,
how awesome would that be?
Yeah,
just convenient. Just be like, shh. But it
or
says
if the chick comes over. Yeah, and just,
it says safety third, and it has a guy on a wheeling a dirt bike with a beer in his hand. So why not? Yeah, so. We've got matching attire. So I got to be the cool uncle.
Right. And I'm glad you're not an aunt. I'm glad your brother decided to have a boy.
Well, we didn't know until, like, they didn't know the gender until it was born.
Oh, they
just waited, which has had one negative effect because for 9 months we just referred to baby.
Yeah.
And so we still tend to do that. Baby. We just, like, we saw baby yesterday. He's got a name now. Well, for 9 months, we called him baby, and it's only been 2.5 weeks.
So right. That's a hard habit to break.
Have to break the habit. So, yeah, that's happened, and then my sister got engaged.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, it's like, I'm just over here riding motorcycles and playing with my dog.
Is that a euphemism?
Yeah. Yes. And with Maverick, too.
Oh, okay.
Good. I don't call it my dog. I call it my hog.
I get it. Like, I'm one of those people, like, I've listened to a lot of interviews, and I'm not a fan of his comedy like a lot of people are, but I'll say this, like, Kevin Hart is not funny to me. I mean, like, a lot of people like him, and I get it, that's fine, but I respect him as a person as far as, like, he's ambitious as hell, and
yeah,
he does the same, but the only time I ever laughed was on the roast for Justin Bieber, and he was like, he was talking about back in the dressing room, Martha had her top off. And he was like, no, 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 it's not what you think. She wanted me to titty fuck her. And he was like, I'm not going to get some sheets now, or am I, or whatever. And like, that's the only time I've ever laughed at that dude.
Yeah. I'm not a huge fan of him, but he's made $1 billion being funny to someone, I guess.
Yeah, and what I respect about him is all his people he brings along with him. Like, he builds people up. He doesn't just, like, leave everyone.
Oh, and I like his interactions with Dwayne Johnson. I think they're hilarious.
The Rock is, that's one of my guys.
Oh, yeah. I think, in fact, from now on, if we record, I'm going to thank The Rock. Thanks, Dwayne Johnson. Just in the closing comments, just be like,
thanks for being you.
Like to think, yeah, just fantastic. I was listening to a podcast, and they were talking about, you know, in the 90s, you know, late 80s, 90s, Arnold was the guy, and he wasn't the greatest actor. He had charisma and
yeah, the guy can barely speak English.
Did amazing movies.
Right.
And it's like, he's kind of fading out, and The Rock is taking his place, where he does just these huge, ridiculously stupid movies, but for some reason they're good because he's in them.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, that's, I didn't see Jumanji.
That's one of the few things I have seen with Kevin Hart.
It's like The Skyscraper and something else.
Rampage.
Yeah, Rampage. Yes. They're just big, dumb movies, but you want to see them because The Rock's in it.
Right, exactly. Because, I mean, even Rampage, the video game is based off, it's fun for about 5 minutes, and then it's like, okay, it's...
Yeah, we were talking about that, went down Nostalgia Row, trying to remember the, because you ate the red, the lady in the red dress, and that gave you your health back, I think. But we were trying to explain it to Dylan Rampage because he never played it before.
Yeah.
So, just like, yeah, it's the most simple game. You just rampage.
Yeah. You just destroy stuff.
Yeah. And eat the hot chick.
Yeah.
I was always good at that.
Or you like, like, can't you, like, eat, like, a bomb and you start, like, shooting fire out of your mouth or something like that?
I can't remember.
Yeah. But anyway, like, that's, like, if you think about that as a movie, you're like, that's dumb as hell.
Yeah.
But then you're like, but The Rock's in it.
Let's go. Wow, I gotta go see the new Rock movie.
Have you seen the trailer for the Fighting With My Family or whatever?
No.
It's about Paige, that WWE wrestler, but Rock, his production company's doing the movie.
Huh. No, I haven't seen it.
Okay, I'm gonna it's only like 3 minutes long, but The Rock's in like the whole 3 minutes, and that's probably all he's in the whole movie, but it's funny as hell.
There you go. Alright. Sold. That's all I had to say. I don't even need to see the trailer.
Yeah. The Rock.
I don't even watch trailers anymore.
I know he's Dwayne Johnson, but he'll always be The Rock to me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. It's now that he's doing his own thing and he's not being produced or whatever by WWE. I can't remember there was one specific movie where they were just like, I think it was Walking Tall.
Yeah, where they call him Dwayne the Rock.
And that was like the last WWE produced movie that he was in.
Yeah.
That was a good movie.
Yeah, that was one. I mean, he's had a couple really shitty movies. I mean, like, God, why can't I think of it now? The Tooth Fairy.
Oh, well, yeah.
That was pretty bad, like, but most of them are decent. I mean,
Fast Five, the best ever. Fast Five in the Fast and Furious series.
I've honestly, after like the first two Fast and Furious, I've seen the first two and the last one.
Yeah,
I haven't seen any of the other ones.
Watch Five. It kind of changed the tone of the movie. It was not douchebag guys racing anymore. It became action movie, and they're like, people are saying, like, this could be the best action movie in the past 20 years, like,
yeah.
Die Hard and Fast Five. I mean, because it changed the entire formula of Fast and Furious.
And that's because of The Rock.
And so, yeah, it does help that The Rock's in it, and he does dumb superhero stuff, but no one cares. Yeah, you should watch Fast Five. It is,
yeah.
even if you, like, the first two are just kind of like, douchebag kids. Racing, street racing.
Yeah.
It's like, this is different. Yeah, they do still do cool car stuff, but it's intense.
Yeah, and right now, but The Rock's shooting that spinoff with Jason Statham, the Hobbs and Shaw. That's he's shooting right now.
Yeah.
I bet that'll be good, too.
Yeah, for sure. Tangent. I remember how that started. Kevin Hart. I don't remember how that started.
Yeah.
Talking about my hog. That's how that started.
Yeah, and I don't know where I got Kevin Hart from that. I don't know.
Because my hog is small, like Kevin Hart. Small but mighty and loud.
And black.
Well.
You might want to get that checked out if it's black.
Lately, it has been a little bruised up. Just because cold weather, what else are you going to do?
Right? You got a number nine it.
Yeah. It's like, oh, can't, it's below freezing, can't go out. What can I do?
Yeah. Usually the winter. By the way, I know we've taken a long break. I mean, the last podcast we did, I think I edited it and everything, but never put it out.
Never released.
Like, but I couldn't tell you where it is. I mean, it's on my computer, so there's probably like...
It's in the cloud.
Well, one day I'll just do the lost episode. I'll
there
find
it. Is,
it.
Yeah. Just be like, what in the world? I have no clue what any of us are talking about.
But it's been a long time, I know, but I know especially for you, the colder weather time is definitely better for you you have more time than you do during the summer.
Oh,
you're
for sure.
Busy as hell.
Yeah. Yeah. The summer, I was doing something every weekend over the summer and usually something throughout the week just between riding motorcycles and a couple trips I took, a couple work trips I took. Yeah. And then being at the lake. I was at the lake almost every weekend I could. But yeah, and then winter just nosedives.
Yeah. Yeah, so hopefully it won't...
It's depressing.
I mean, I've got,
That's why I went to so many concerts starting in November. It's like everything else just drops off, so it's like concert season for me. So
yeah, and I've, like always, I've jotted down stuff throughout, but hopefully it won't take us this long to record again.
True.
Because, I mean, it hasn't been a year, but it's been close.
It's been a long time.
Yeah. But I don't know, man. Like, I've got stuff, but this has already ran 30 minutes.
30 minutes? Good Lord. That's tomorrow.
I know. And we know how short your attention spans are.
It is true. Even with coffee.
Yeah.
Actually, that probably didn't help.
But anyway, that's all I have. Like, I'll do open letters and shit next time we re-record.
Yeah. Yes.
This was just kind of getting back into it.
Getting back in the groove.
Kind of putting the tip in.
Well, I mean, with me, the tip is all of it.
Okay.
It's just like...
Okay. Well, if you're a person with a normal-sized penis, unlike us, it's the tip.
Are you in yet? In. I'm finished. Quiet down. I'm trying to sleep.
Shut up. Why are you still here? Yeah. One of my favorite Quagmire moments ever.
Quagmire. That's our Quagmire.
All right.
I got nothing else. I need to eat dinner.
Yeah. I need a number 9 till my eyes bleed.
So if anyone out, hot chicks out there, if you want to cook me dinner real quick.
Or number 9 me.
And I don't mean
not,
that.
Not at the same time.
Yeah. I don't mean that in a condescending, like, get in the kitchen way. I mean that in a, I respect you and your talents for cooking and greatly appreciate you for it kind of way.
Yeah, get in the kitchen, bitch. Make me food.
That was Jeff, not me. I want you to get in the kitchen and make me food because I respect your cooking skills and appreciate your talents in cooking.
I'm just too lazy to cook.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, well, I honestly do not remember my ending thing at all. Like, I've had, like, 2 or 3... And I never remember which one, so we're just going to leave with whatever you have to say.
Well, I mean, I already said what I was going to say. I'd like to thank Dwayne The Rock Johnson for everything he does, and that's it.
All right. Until next time, bitches.
See you.